Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
The urgency of Christ's work. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night comes when no man can work. John 9:4. It is striking how often the Lord Jesus used the term must in connection with the different aspects of the work he came to do. Since he is our example, we also must be serious and urgent about our Father's work. Even as a boy in the temple, he told his parents, "I must be about my Father's business." Then early in his ministry, as he went from place to place, he said, "I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore am I sent." Toward the end of his earthly ministry, he said one day, "I must walk today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet perish out of Jerusalem." He also said to his disciples that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised again the third day. He had told the great teacher of Israel, Nicodemus, "You must be born again." To explain how this could be, he then said, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Before we could ever be born again to everlasting life, therefore, Christ must be lifted up on the cross to die for our sins. Still, all the scriptures must be fulfilled, and accordingly, he must rise again from the dead. Yet even this did not fully complete the works of him that sent me, for Christ had said that the gospel must first be published among all nations. Therefore, we also must work the works of him who sent us before our days of opportunity are gone.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.